Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody's having a good day today. It is beautiful outside, a little bit on the warm side, but overall it is good. So, what's going on? Hey. Just a lot of great stuff. You know, and we are the procurers of great stuff. Whatever procure means, I have no idea. But we procure great stuff. We like having a good time, and that's what we're talking about, having a good time right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. If you want to call in, 347-326-9073 is the phone line. 347-326-9073 is the phone line. We got my Facebook page up and Gregory Squirrel. Feel free to go into my Facebook page. Leave a message on there. We have the email up and running, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. And if you want to send an email, have a question, leave a comment. You know you're more than welcome to do that. Just because we're at a new time, not much has changed. You know, everything's pretty much the same. We're going to speak our minds. We're going to say what we want to say. And we're going to have fun doing it. So, got a little Imminent Front by The Who. What is it about that song? I guess because I'm a big Dallas Mavericks fan, and the Dallas Mavericks use that song for the introduction. I just always love that song. So, once again, Greg Squirrel Show at Tom Spector. To come on in and leave your messages and you leave your comments. And guess what? We got a Twitter account now. That's right. Go on Twitter at RingAnnouncer1. That's where you can find me. So get in there. Hey, we are having fun. I want to say hello to my buddy, Clint Davis. Going on, my man. I know you're out there listening today. We just want to say thank you for listening to the Greg Squirrel Show. We had such a fantastic time over this weekend. We were in Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War 12, brought to you by Uncivil War MMA. We're going to have the entire result of the entire card on the show tomorrow. But I want to say congratulations to Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn for becoming the interim strawweight champion for Uncivil War MMA. I've known Dean a long time now, and I mean, this boy has never give up. Every time you think he hits a road bump, he would go down. But Dean has probably one of the most positive attitudes of any fighter I've ever come across. Every time I talk to Dean, he just says, Greg, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. And this is a step for Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, UCW interim strawweight champion. I also want to say congratulations to Miles Warrior McDonald, who successfully defended his UCW flyweight title. And so Miles McDonald, great guy. I mean, there are a bunch of great fighters on this card for the fight for this promotion. And, you know, what more can I say about it? Eric Stevens and the staff, Uncivil War MMA, they put on a great event every time. It is growing by leaps and bounds. And here is a perfect example of that growing. Their next event, they've been having their event at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. And it's a good venue. I'm not going to take anything away from the Howard Johnson Event Center. They have a good venue, good staff. But Uncivil War MMA has outgrown that venue. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Uncivil War MMA has outgrown the Howard Johnson Event Center. So their next event, which is scheduled for June, they are moving to the O'Reilly Event Center at Drury University. This is a 3,000 seat venue. And that's not in counting chairs on the floor. That's just the regular seating. This is a 3,000 seat venue. And I say we because I'm the ring announcer for Uncivil War MMA. June, we are taking over the Drury Event Center in Springfield, Missouri for the next Uncivil War event, Uncivil War 13. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, right now, I mean, if you want to see some great MMA fighting in the Springfield, Missouri area, then I just highly recommend that you go on Facebook, look up Uncivil War MMA. Oh, man, it is going to be tight, let me tell you. This last event, Uncivil War 12 Heroes, once again, it was a benefit for the Wounded Warriors Project. And all I can say is Springfield, Missouri, you came large. That's the best way I can put it. You came large, you came loud, you came rowdy, and you were ready to support the Wounded Warrior Project. Over $1,000 was donated to the Wounded Warrior Project. And all I can say is thank you to the fans of Uncivil War MMA. So, just a great event. We look forward to June. Give me just a second, and I can tell you that event, June 8th, is going to be that big event. Once again, back Springfield Uncivil War 13 at the O'Reilly Event Center, located on the Drury University campus. I was kind of doing some snooping around, checking on some, going on the internet, looking at it on the Facebook, and this place is large. It's nice. I mean, it's not the size of Bud Walton Arena. I mean, hell, Bud Walton Arena, that place holds close to 20. But for a 3,000 seat venue, this is going to be awesome. Plus, you get the seats on the floor with that cage, the lights, the music. Oh, man, it is going to be tight, and I'm excited about going back for that event. Got a lot of great events coming up that I am looking forward to. I'm looking forward to this Friday for softball fans out there. Regional softball action is going to be for the 4A regional softball action taking place Farmington, Arkansas, this coming Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be doing some of the public address announcing on Friday. So if you want to see some great softball action, I started to say MMA, but if you want to see some great softball action, then I invite you to come out to Farmington, Arkansas. They have one of the top ballparks for small schools in Northwest Arkansas. And I just, every time I get a chance to go to Farmington, I get to enjoy Coach Randy Osnes. He had, former state champs just 2 years ago. They didn't win it last year, but 2 years ago, Farmington, Arkansas, state 4A state softball champions. And so Randy Osnes, just a great coach, a great program right there at Farmington, Arkansas. So I look forward to being there Friday for sure. Might even be there Saturday. I just have to see what they need. I'm available, so we'll just have to see what they need on Saturday. But it's not about me, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about me. It's about coming out and supporting these girls. Regional softball action, I mean, trying to win a regional title, trying to win a state softball title, that's what it's about. Hopefully, I'm going to get to be announcing some of the state softball action. Weekend of Champions, Bogle Park, on the University of Arkansas campus, scheduled for May 17th, May 18th. I know for sure I'm not going to be announcing on the 18th because I'm going to be in Mexico, Missouri, doing the ring announcing for Gladiatrix Rising. And it just seems funny I'm talking about that event today because I just got my ring announcing cards that I put all my fighter info on. I wish y'all had Skype so you could see me. I may have to work on that next, is getting Skype or something so you guys could see what I do in the studio. But anyway, this event is May 18th, Mexico, Missouri, at Presser Hall, Gladiatrix Rising. Once again, it's an all-female MMA show. And so if there's any women that are interested in fighting on this event, all you got to do is you can email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or you can send me a message on the Facebook, and I will put you in touch with Armel Nunnally, the promoter for this event. And who knows, we may be able to get you on that card. Don't forget, look me up on the Twitter. Like I say, that's brand new. We just got that up and running at RingAnnouncer1. So make sure you get on there and check that out. And then you got the email, GregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. You got my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. And then, of course, you have the phone lines. And the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So we also got the chat room. We got multiple venues that you can call in. I want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, once again being a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. I also want to say thank you, Excess Energy Drinks. I got one right here in my hand. I want to say thank you for being a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh, yeah. We're going to click on over here. We got somebody calling in on the phone line. Who do we got calling in the Greg Squirrel Show today?
Squirrel is Clint Davis.
Clint Davis, the XFI. What's going on, my man? We got a great event coming up June 29th. I was listening to your show earlier today. You had Garrett Cox on your show, and, I mean, he's calling out people. I mean, tell me what's going on with the boy.
Well, we've got Garrett Cox has been in sort of a rivalry situation here for a little while, and I think it's come to a head now where I got a little bit of news from the powers that be at XFI today, and they have actually said that the fight has been confirmed with the Arkansas Athletic Commission, but we don't have a contract signed yet. So that's the only thing we're lacking is a contract.
Right, right.
But I think if we can get this thing hooked up, it is going to be an all-out battle. And I know just from talking to certain people on different teams and people within XFI, this is something that people have wanted to see for quite a while now.
Oh, well, you know, I can understand that because I've done some announcing for XFI in the past, and I know the talk was this particular fight. I mean, these guys don't like each other. And, I mean, they have been wanting to get at each other in the cage for a long time now, but for different situations, one reason or another, it just never, the trigger just never got pulled on this fight until now.
True story. And June 29th is going to be so big. And I can't believe we've both been doing this here for a while now. We've never run into each other. But I'm glad to hear that you're going to be back in the Fort Smith area. And XFI is going to bring you in once again. And so, you know, it's going to be great for us. It's going to be a huge show. And especially if we can get this fight signed. You know, like I said, the only thing we're missing is this contract here. And if we can get this contract pulled off, it's going to be magic. I mean, this is I can't encourage people enough to get a ticket. As soon as tickets are available, people need to get tickets for this on June 29th. It's going to be down at the convention center. Big, big venue.
Yeah, that was going to be my next venue because I know when the Burroughs called me about coming back to XFI, they mentioned to me that they were negotiating with the convention center. I mean, this is a beautiful facility, downtown Fort Smith, right there in the historic district. You know, you got the courthouse right across the street, and about 500 yards down the road, you got historic Judge Parker's courtroom. You got the old gallows, and it's right there on the riverfront. I mean, that's what I would like to see, an outdoor Fort Smith outdoor event down on the riverfront. How awesome would that be on a summer night weekend at Fort Smith, Arkansas?
You know, the one, I think it would be amazing. But, you know, everybody in this area knows that the one thing you can't do is predict the weather around this place.
Oh, amen to that.
And I guarantee you, man, just as soon as we get an event booked outdoors, it will be a sloppy mess outside. So, you know, I'm really anxious to see how this works out with the Fort Smith Convention Center, because you know, I've mentioned several times on my show that, you know, we've done things down at the event center, which was a small venue, and we've done things at K Rogers Park, where the fairgrounds are. We've done things out at Phoenix Expo, and we've had to, you know, just like you were talking about earlier with the Civil War MMA, that, you know, if things are getting so big that they have to change venues, and that's kind of the way it is for us. I mean, it's getting huge, and with all the action that's supposed to be packed up on this next fight card, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't have 700 or 800 people out here at this thing.
Oh yeah, that should be easy. I mean, and you know, I give a big applause to the Fort Smith Convention Center. You know, I've done some events with other promotions there in the past. And that has always been a great facility, not only for the fans, but for the fighters, with their dressing room facilities, their warm-up areas. I mean, and then, like you say, you go into the main hall there, the arena there, you know, I mean, great seating all the way around. So I think not only, you know, like I say, we've been at the Phoenix, we've been out at K. Rogers Park, done events over at the event center, and they're all good facilities. But I think as far as creature comforts, you know, and all that stuff, I think this is the venue that's going to blow the other ones away.
I think you're right about that. I think it's probably the best thing that could have happened. And I know that our owners for XFI, they've been working hard on getting this venue booked. And, you know, I think that just like you, I think our fighters deserve it more than anybody. And I know the fans are going to eat it up. The fans are going to love this.
Right, because, like I said, the events I've done there in the past, they've had the regular bleacher seating on each side of the arena, as I'll call it, where they had the fights. But then you have the chair seats. They got the VIP tables. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, if you can get you a VIP table for this event, this is the one to do it, because you're going to be right there. You're going to be 10 feet from the cage, if not closer.
You bet.
With the VIP tables and, of course, the ringside seats. I mean, not a bad seat in the house. And so it's going to be a great event. And once again, I'm coming back and getting to be a part of this.
Well, it's exciting to bring you back in. I'm glad we're doing it.
Has there been any other talk of any other matches that you might be able to drop knowledge on for us?
Well, there's been a talk about the next guest that I'm having on my show, and of course you've heard about him, Jonathan Bowling. There's been some talk about him getting booked in another fight, and I'm having to change my terminology up, man. I have been a wrestling fan from day one, and I'm used to saying things like match and ring and belt and title and all this kind of stuff, and I'm having to switch it all up here. For MMA, and it's a great thing, but sometimes I end up catching myself. But we're trying to get Jonathan Bowling booked for another fight. You know, he debuted last event that we had, Extreme Insanity, and man, he came out guns blazing, and so we're trying to get him booked, and I'm going to have to get with some people. I'm going to have to talk to our guy that's putting our fight card together. And I'm going to have to get some updates, for this next show on Friday. I'm going to have to put some things together and see what all I can name drop on.
Right, exactly. I mean, and that's what we're – hold on. I got more phones going off here.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Okay, I'm on hold on. All right, so we got that going on. But now I lost my train of thought.
Just talking about getting more info for the next event,
yeah,
fighters.
Well, you were talking about terminology. I catch myself doing the same thing because I've got a brand new promotion that's been added to my list, and that's striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing.
Oh wow!
Over in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
There you go.
And they fight in a ring. They don't do the cage. And so we did our first event over there a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how many times I caught myself wanting to say, next fighter coming to the cage. I don't know how many times I had to catch myself from doing that. So like you say, the terminology from cage to ring, from ring to cage, I mean, it's crazy.
It's definitely night and day. We've got a promotion. In fact, it's I don't talk about this on my show, because I'm obviously I will talk about XFI a lot, but traditional championship wrestling out of Arkansas, TCW.
Right.
I have traveled with some of those guys and followed them up and down the highways, and I even drove beautiful Bobby Eaton to Walmart one day. I mean, I've met all kinds of people. Met Harley Race and Jake the Snake Roberts, and I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that I've done with that. It's a great, great company to go and see if they're ever in your area, and they're getting up around Missouri and things like that, down in Mississippi now.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. Talking about doing the wrestling, now we're moving in to the MMA stage. Because I started out doing boxing events.
Yeah.
And when the MMA started exploding, I mean, it just jumped right over. It's learning new terminology, and I still have announcers who call me up who are doing the MMA. They're moving, and they're doing MMA, and they got a chance to do boxing, so they're calling me, Greg, what's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the difference in the terminology?
Yeah, it's definitely apples and oranges, man. It's like night and day when you go from one sport to the other. It'd kind of be like doing play-by-play in a baseball game and then turn around and doing football the next day.
Okay. We're going to have to cut this show short. I got an emergency call in. I appreciate you calling in. I would love for you to call me back tomorrow, but I've got an emergency going on, so I need to cut the show off right now.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right.